We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same.
Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.
Random thought. Has confidence become harder for people to recognize because so many confuse it with disrespect?
Depends on what we're talking about.
In a game of spades, all's fair, right?
I was just saying, you and I are pretty confident, but people might find us disrespectful.
And they might be right. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Random Thoughts, episode 33. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, leave a review.
So, before we get to this random thought and something else that popped up, how was the weekend, man? And I saw you and Willie Nelson on the road again.
The weekend was amazing. I went to Austin Friday afternoon, and I was staying for the weekend. I got a chance to hang out at my old little dive bar down the street from my old house. So I got a chance to see a lot of friends and regulars in there. Passed by my old house. I thought, am I going to get emotional after seeing my old house? And I was just like, I don't like their backyard furniture. No, I was like, backyard furniture looks like crap. And I just kept driving. But Saturday was the big day. So Saturday during the day was a crawfish cook-off that I went to. There were 15 different boilers. And it was awesome. And I found out that in Conroe this coming weekend is what they called the Super Bowl of crawfish boils, where there's the top 50 boilers in the U.S. are going to be in Conroe, Texas, this weekend having a cook-off. So I thought about doing that, but I'm like, now two different road trips and two weekends, that's awful. And then Saturday night, bucket list item, I saw The Wiz live.
What?
Yeah, The Wiz, it was awesome. I've watched The Wiz. I remember seeing it as a kid, and it's almost like a Footloose or a Shawshank Redemption. Like, you flip into the channels and you see Footloose or Shawshank Redemption or The Wiz, you're like, oh, put the remote down, I'm gonna be watching The Wiz. And I even have a Wiz Pandora station that I've had for years. So I love it. It was everything I hoped it would be. It was the acting, everything about it, the singing, it was just phenomenal.
I bet y'all had no idea Tell was a theater kid on the WB.
Yeah, I like musicals, man.
I bet you did not know that about Tell. Yeah. See, look at this.
I like musicals. I like plays. I like a lot of the. I like the theater. I like to get dressed to go to the theater. And so it was.
Please don't say it.
It was a great weekend. Theater. It was a great weekend to be around a lot of my friends. Got that Austin Weird vibe back and then came back to conservative religious Dallas. But it was a very great weekend, man. What about you? What did you do?
Man, I haven't played dominoes in a while, right? Hadn't played spades in a while. I got called out this week because there was the rec shop family reunion out of Discovery Green. So, you know, and Latoria hit me up and was like, hey, so we got this event. You coming out? Yeah. Come out, make sure you get, and I'll have the police escort you back to your car after we beat you in dominoes. I'm like, wait, what? First of all, I'm West Indian. It's automatic. I know how to play dominoes. This one, all right, let's go. It's on. You know me. I like a good challenge, right?
Of course.
Needless to say, I didn't win dominoes, but I was this damn close. It was three of us within five of winning, and one person wasn't the guy after me, so I didn't let them win. It was the person before me. So the other person let them win. I'm just like, all right, cool. When it came to spades, took that. And I was like, you know what? Before this fortune turns around, let me take my happy ass out. Leave on a winning streak.
Yeah, and leave on a winning note. Hey, I won, so I'm out.
Something else I did end up doing this weekend too, though. I saw this. So do you know who Shonda Kemp is?
Nope.
So she did. Is it Shonda Kemp? Oh my God. Courtney Kemp. There you go. I'm mixing up Shonda Rhimes and Courtney Kemp. Courtney Kemp. She did. She wrote Power, that 50 Cent executive produced, and she has a new show out on Netflix called Nemesis. 8 episodes, and so I watched it. Yes, all 8.
Yeah.
This weekend. So if you haven't seen it, check it out. If you have, tell us what you think below. Terrell hasn't watched it yet. I'm trying to talk him into it. So we're not saying we're doing a review of it because I don't want to do spoilers and all that stuff. This is a scripted show, but get a chance, take a look at it.
Real talk, I never watched Power.
I know you didn't.
Yeah.
And the minute I said Courtney Kemp and you had that blank look in your eyes, I knew.
I never watched Power. I never did. But you gave me a hard time because I didn't watch The Wire until like 2021. 2022.
You're like Power, like Snap. I've got the power. See, I knew you'd know that one.
I know that one.
So while you were cruising the streets of Austin, you know, last time I checked, somebody who was in Austin, it didn't turn out well for them, but for you, obviously, it did turn out well, you know, at least from one of the last shows we did. However, I want to know if you had time to scroll on your IG and come across these things. This is a leaked group text, and it showed up everywhere, right? And it was rules for ladies to get a man. See, one woman says, I want a football player, NFL preferably, a tall chocolate one, like you did. I want your life. Is that such a bad, let's just start there. Is that a bad way to start a text?
No, I'm assuming this is a white woman that is reaching out to another white or non-black woman saying that I want your life, I want a chocolate football player. I get it. If she had said, I want a chocolate kindergarten teacher like you got, would anybody be upset? No, but go ahead.
Okay, so I didn't do any looking up of the people. I'm assuming, since everybody keeps saying they're white, that they are white, right? I'm assuming that.
From
that text, I couldn't tell that it was or it wasn't. Because how many sisters have referred to somebody like Wesley Snipes as chocolate?
Yeah, okay. But most women, because most men in the NFL are black, and if it was a black woman, she wouldn't need to add that chocolate. Because most of them are going to be chocolate.
let me get that Travis Kelce.
Some light chocolate. I mean, there. Most of them. Didn't say white chocolate. She just said chocolate.
Okay, good point. So, response. Well, I guess this kind of gave it up. The thumbs up. That's easy. White thumbs up. My bad. I take it all back.
Because I know my emojis are black emojis.
So am I. I don't even use the yellow anymore. Says, but you have to play your cards right. You can't be an emotional little girl.
Okay.
Here's where I have a problem. And maybe people do talk like this, but the very next line from the other person was, teach me. And I'm like, okay, this sounds scripted.
That's how you learn. She's thirsting for knowledge.
Apparently. So these are the rules. And I'm going to run through these. I'm not going to read every last piece of it, but kind of give you the gist of it. Number one, he's the prize. Remember, he can change your life. You can't change his. All right. We'll get back to these.
Agree with that.
Number two, deal with the cheating. Don't look for it. Girls will throw themselves at him and some will succeed. If it's a fling, let it go. But don't let him get emotionally attached to one of them.
Oh, look at that P.S. That answers our earlier question.
He'll always be attracted to black girls. Activate that shenanigans in her by picking at her and let him see it. He'll ditch her quick. LOL.
Wow.
Dang. I think number two is where they lost everybody, right? Because number one, did number one, okay, let's start there. Did number one set off any bells, first of all? He's the prize. He's the millionaire, the multimillionaire. He can change your life. You can't. Well, technically, you can change his, because we've seen a lot of people's lives get messed up by just.
For the worse. Yeah. 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 Change for the worse. Yeah. No, number one is legit. If I'm a multimillionaire, I got it like that. Yeah. You're not changing my life. I'm going to do me. You need to get on board with that. I can see that. I get it.
So does that include number two, deal with the cheating?
No. Well, okay.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Let's go there. I believe that a lot of these, when you date a very high profile athlete, there's some stuff that comes with that. And I think maybe that there's a deal being made. But if you really think that you're, I just don't believe that all these people are faithful. I just don't have that hope in me that just says this multi-million running back wide receiver that makes a hundred something million dollars to catch a ball and is traveling all the time is not getting some, when it's getting thrown at them all the time, everywhere they go, it's just getting thrown at them. You can't run that fast. You're going to pull a hammy at some point when someone's going to get you.
You got to save it for the field.
So I think sometimes what they say is, okay, look, this money he has, this is helping my parents, you know, my little cousin, he's paying for his college. We got the house. We got the kids. So he cheated. As long as he doesn't emotionally get involved or embarrass me publicly, I could let it slide. And we've seen people get cheated on. We've seen video of somebody getting beat down the stairs and still stayed with the man.
So the PS in this saying activate the shenanay. This is where they lost every sister on the block. Because they're like, okay, yeah, you know what? You're right. Wait, what?
Activate the shenanay. No.
Because is this far-fetched to think that this actually was said? Is this far-fetched to even think that?
I don't think it's far-fetched, but what bothers me about it is what you're telling her to do is if you see him attracted to a black girl, try to point out things that you don't like about that girl to make him not like her. I don't get that. Because that, to me, that's what I got out of that statement.
Okay.
Is, you know, talk bad about her. So he would be like, oh, yeah, you're right. She does have, you know, what are the little hairs that I can't stand?
Baby hairs.
Yeah, she does have that. No, I don't like that either.
Okay, so you think it's okay. I thought of it as another way, as in try to get her agitated so he can see that side and go, that's exactly why.
No, because she'd get whooped. I think there's that. I'm just saying.
That's like one of your other friends to do that for you.
Yeah, that's a huge gamble. Unless he's dating Ronda Rousey, you're like, hey.
Speaking of Ronda Rousey, I'm so mad at that fight. Whatever. That's a good point, though. Good point. All right, so let's go through some more of these. Because number three, be an asset to him. Fold his clothes, buy and bring him his food, do his homework, completely integrate yourself in his life to where he can't function without you. I just want to point out, number three tells me, this woman right here did not help that man pass with A's. Because I had a hard time just trying to correct that as I read it.
It's via text message. You don't know where the thumbs. It's different.
What? Okay, make your excuses.
There's no
go
spell
ahead.
Check. There's no spell check. But number three, to me, applies to anybody. I don't see anything really wrong with number three. I mean, doing someone's homework for him is cheating. But other than that.
But other than the cheating part.
Yeah.
If he cheat, you cheat too and help him cheat. Okay, got you. Number four, don't embarrass him. Don't cheat and don't text other men. His cute friends and teammates will try you. Ignore it.
Yeah.
That should be for everybody, right? Every man wants everybody. Every woman to see that one and go, baby, that's it.
Yeah. I don't have millions, but you do that.
My hundreds are yours.
Yeah. You are going to be the most happiest thousandaire.
My tens are yours, baby. Yeah. next one. Go completely wild on him in bed. Use throat spray. Do any and everything. Be spontaneous. make it go down anytime, anywhere. In the words of Janet Jackson, anytime.
What is throat spray?
It's exactly what you think it is. Spray for the throat.
Okay, but to numb it, to what does it do? I don't know. Someone in the comments, educate me. I'm thirsting for knowledge now. Do I need to get on Amazon? Like just when I do get my millions, I dust off.
I just want to see if somebody's going to, what somebody's going to say in these comments about that question right there. Because this can go many different ways.
It's not going that way. I'm just saying.
I just want to see who's going to take the, you know where my mind goes. So, you know.
I knew that's where you were going to go. Now that I said it out loud, I'm like,
okay.
On these 12.
Yeah. Here's my 13. Here's my question, though. Go completely wild on him in bed. Let's be real. You've had some scallywags that were great. Did that make you say you want to wife them?
I haven't wifed anybody, so I can't quite answer that. But I will tell you, it will get you a callback.
A callback doesn't mean you got the job, though. I just want to point that out.
You got the job. It's just get you another audition.
There's a lot more qualifications to that job, okay? Just because you can show up on time doesn't mean a goddamn thing. Just want to point that out because people try to put too much on that sometimes. Number 6, do not tell his mom any personal information, especially something negative. I feel like that applies to everybody, right?
It does. I agree with that. Applies to everybody. Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have to be millions.
I'm a thousandaire. Don't tell my mama nut about our relationship.
I'm a tenaire. Keep that to yourself. Kitty. Number 7. I think this one also applies everywhere. Always look good and appealing. Hair and face always has to be done. However, always? Don't be trying to wake up acting like, oh, I woke up like this. Beyonce lied when she said that, okay?
Okay, but I wouldn't be upset if somebody got up and kind of put themselves together before I woke up. I wouldn't be mad about that.
You would if they put all that makeup on your damn pillowcase.
No, it didn't say makeup. It just said, look your best. You can wash your face, put some lotion on, get the sleep out your eyes. Fine.
And that works for some people.
Yeah. Some people need a lot of makeup, but those aren't getting better. They're not getting athletes.
Have you seen?
Those aren't getting athletes.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Well, Have you seen some of these people on the arms of these athletes?
Yeah, you might someone in the WWE or something, but we ain't gonna ask us.
Oh, my God. By the way, it says always push for marriage or at least to have multiple kids and you got him.
That applies to anybody.
Okay. Which part? The multiple kids or the push for marriage?
Both. Either push for marriage, because if y'all be together, should get married. Mm-hmm. If still on the fence, spit some kids out, because whether he marries you or not, you got child support. Mm-hmm. So you're covered.
So wouldn't that be considered trapping?
She did make him shoot the club up. He chose to shoot the club up.
In 2 years on draft day, you'll be a millionaire and all your friends will work hard in school to literally never live the life you live. It's so sweet and rewarding. I'm in Cancun right now. That's not the flex you think it is. Everybody,
I guess,
is in Cancun.
Russell Wilson's girlfriend in college didn't get this text.
to be fair, weren't her and Russell married?
I don't know, but
here's the thing, and this is why I have a problem with all the people having an issue with Russell Wilson. Russell did the reverse NBA. He had the white woman first.
Mm-hmm.
He got his big contract, said deuces, and got him a sister. How many times have we seen it go the other way? The sister helped that man all the way through college. He get that first check. We saw it on Any Given Sunday. What does he do? Yeah. He goes get you somebody else.
Okay. But a little caveat to that.
Okay.
He got a sister that didn't need his money.
Okay.
Different. And? No, I'm just saying. Right? I'm not saying sisters all need money. I'm just saying any woman. You go get you a woman that doesn't need your money. Mm-hmm. So if you're in college and y'all are both broke college students, you fall in love and then you get your contract and you start making your millions, you're going to probably go after other people who also already have millions. Now, there's some that don't. Matt Damon, he'd start dating a bartender, but he was already a millionaire mm-hmm. and just met a bartender and started fell in love with her. But for a lot of athletes, they start to go after other people who already have fame.
Okay, to that point. So here's a question. We've seen that list. We both agree. Number two, part two of number two is where she revealed her underlying thoughts all along, right?
Yeah.
And that's what some would say, including this some. Those are her underlying thoughts all along, which tells me a whole lot about her, right? But at what point does this dating with standards become dating for access, dating to secure your future? And what difference is this between the athlete and maybe the doctors, lawyers, and CEOs that mom always told you to go for? What's the difference?
It's a big difference, man. I mean, that's obvious.
Okay.
Big difference, right? So the big difference is this. I think a lot of times it's security, right? What women tend to, I'm not saying they need, but that's the difference. If you're going to get in a relationship and going to have kids, and if you don't want to work, you need to find somebody that makes a significant amount of money for you to be able to do that. So I understand that you're going to kind of target certain folks. Now, the issue with going after the CEOs, doctors, and all that, that's a long game. Because you just because you get your doctorate, you're not balling right away. Compared to an NBA, NFL contract, you sign, and in most cases, you get a check for $1 million. To start out with, so you set. So I see nothing wrong with this if that's your goal is to date someone that is an athlete, because it also says, hey, he's going to cheat. Be fine with that. You can't cheat. Don't sleep with his friends. All these different things it's saying. I'm like, if that's your goal to date an athlete, I don't care what race of woman you are. I'm like, I think this would apply.
You know why I am having a very hard time hearing you say this?
Why?
Because you're the same person who said at one point or another, if a woman is like, I got to date a man who makes this amount of money, that's probably not the person for me.
Right. I'm not an athlete. I don't have $1 million contract. I don't have to worry about anybody going, oh, he works in HR. I'm going to get him. There's no mass text going around to say, here's how you land a director in HR. Be sure you do that. Make him something to eat. Pop up at his job. Like, that's not going to happen.
Make sure you fill out your PTO.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think if you're the type of woman that wants that lifestyle, because you figure you get that lifestyle when you're young. And so you could be, imagine, you know, look at it from through the lens of somebody graduating college, going to the draft. You're 21, 22. You're with this woman who's been with you in college when you were broke. She's been doing your homework for you. She's been ride or die the whole time. And then you love her. That's who you want to be with. You get this contract. You get your $10 million. At 22, 23, you have millions of dollars. Y'all are going on vacations. You're doing trips. You're helping family. You're doing things that you had dreamed of being able to do. I get why that would be exciting and luxurious. I don't think, you know, a 45-year-old woman going after Aaron Rodgers on his tail end of his career is going to follow that list. But if you're going after a 21-year-old Aaron Rodgers, I mean, you bet you're behind, you're probably going to follow all those.
Is there a problem because these were white women talking about bagging black athletes? Because there's been a lot of talk about it online. And is that where, is race making this a bigger issue? Or is it, because to you, to me, it feels like you don't have an issue with the women plotting to bag the man for the lifestyle they want. But a lot of people online are having an issue with it. But is it because of race? Is that what it is?
I think that's what it is, because if this was a black woman texting another black woman, I still would not have any issue with this. If this is the lifestyle you want, here's what it takes to put up with this lifestyle, if you're going to be one of the football wives, here's what you got to do.
Okay. Right? So is there no, okay. So somebody like Brittany Renner, who, do you know who that is?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'm just checking. I got to ask. Of course you know who she is. This is an attractive woman. So, but remember the whole thing with her and saying, oh, here's how you bag the athlete. And she did that with a basketball player, had the baby by him and whatnot. And there are people who had a big issue with that at that time. You're saying no issue of setting the trappings of here. Of course, you don't need to wear that. I'm good.
Yeah. I mean, you're in Houston. Go to All-Star Weekend. Look at how many young women are out there that traveled to go hang out. Traveled from all over to go hang out and meet athletes. It's a thing.
The right? only reason I would be at All-Star Weekend is because I know I'd make a killing at Uber. You want to go see who? Come on, girl. Surcharge.
That's all I'm saying. It's like look at All-Star Weekend. There's women all over the world
True.
That come for that weekend trying to hook up with athletes.
Okay. Here's the question. If this were reversed, do you think there would be as much backlash or would there be more?
Well, I'm laughing because it wouldn't work in the reverse.
Why?
Because I ain't going to put up with all that cheating. Like, yeah, girl, you fine. I just can't. If I'm with Halle Berry, I just got to take it. I'm here folding blouses and doing your laundry, taking care of the house, making you sandwiches. You going to go do that?
How many Buster balls do you need?
and to be honest, I don't think guys have the patience for that long game, because what she's describing,
yeah,
that's a long game.
It is a long game.
That is a 2 or 3 year star athlete in high school that has all this potential. You're starting to work that junior year, senior in high school, and you still got another 4 years before you goes to the potential.
Yeah.
That's a long game. And I just don't think guys have that level of patience.
True. Yeah, actually, absolutely right. Hell, guys have a hard time doing the 90-day rule, so you're absolutely right. 90-day rule?
You know, I gotta wait 90 how months?
So I guess the question for everybody else, and you can drop it in the comments below, what's the difference between dating with intention and dating with an agenda? Because it sounds like this is dating with an agenda, but some people will see it's dating with intent. Because think about the women who say, well, I'm dating with the intention, the intent to be married, right?
Right.
Is that any different than this? And if so, why? I can hear you already typing. Now, yes, there is a difference. It's okay. Leave it below. We want to hear. What is it? Explain yourself. And we'll talk about it in the comment section in episode 34. But, you know, first, I got to say thank you to everybody hanging out with us, whether you're watching this first as one of the regulars or later as one of the randoms. Please do us a favor. After you leave your comment, hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the shortcut and scan the QR code on the screen. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to random thoughts and RGRT pod reaction videos, and more, including members only live streams for story time. Otero.
And for those who've been asking about the merch up over Terrell's left shoulder, there's the QR code. Make sure you go ahead, scan that, and get your merch. We do appreciate and love your support. And look, 12 podcast fam listening on your favorite app, thank you too. Leave us a 5-star rating, a quick review. It really does help. And for those of you on YouTube, you've made it this far. I know you're in the middle of writing out your answer to the question above, but also leave this word for us just to let us know that you've made it this far. And the word is rules. Let's go ahead and lead the rules, right?
Rules.
Rules.
Rules. Rules.
The rules, because that's what it is. Leave rules. R-U-L-E-S. Leave it down there. Let's take a dip into the comment section real quick, because episode 32, I think you struck a nerve with a couple people, man.
What?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I've almost forgotten what we were talking about, but no, I do. Actually, I'm just kidding. It's the roast. The roast of Kevin Hart, and that struck a nerve with quite a few people, including Joy P, who says, I think if people are outraged, then going on social media and canceling your Netflix is the only way to let them know that they're outraged. It's the modern-day protest with picket signs. I'm glad our people didn't decide not to protest and cancel / bus boycott. I'm sure people told them it was a waste of time. Like somebody said about those people complaining on social media.
Okay. Appreciate that, Joy. Appreciate that comment. And everybody's entitled to that. I don't think it's an apples to apples comparison.
Of course you are. Well, this is what I got to go through, by the way, Joy. I go through this all the time with this guy. But go ahead.
But I mean, it's not an apples to apples comparison because the amount of people that saw the Netflix special that one evening, it took almost years for everybody to see that much stuff that happened in the bus boycotts because it wasn't aired everywhere. And we didn't have internet and news didn't travel as fast as it does now. So you had a lot of people up north. Yeah, people in other countries had no idea until they started, Dr. King them started doing the silent, nonviolent protests and letting them, showing all the abuse that's happening. All that helped. So yes, what they did, but you know, boycotting the buses so they didn't make any money. Yes, that helped. Today's day and age, I agree with you. Cancel your Netflix. If you're that upset about it, cancel your Netflix. Stop supporting anything Kevin Hart does because he okayed all these jokes. But to just go on your social media with your 800 followers, not talking about you, Joy, just saying people with your 800 followers and just posting out into the interwebs.
Strong, though.
Yeah, he posted out to the interwebs. I'm not going to do anything. That was my point. I didn't say everyone should just lay back and take it. I said, if you're that upset about it, turn off Netflix. Stop supporting Netflix. Stop supporting Kevin Hart. But, you know, don't support Tony Hatchcliffe. I said his name wrong last time, but Tony Hatchcliffe. Don't support him.
Definitely.
But to just post on your own social media like that's going to do something, it's not. Okay, that's my point.
Right along the same lines, this is from Down in the Blue. Says, I don't mind roasts, but there are folks that mean to do harm with their platforms and have. Tony Hinchcliffe's political views and leanings are anti-black and brown, and his jokes are means to, quote unquote, lightheartedly express them. They weren't funny, but telling. And tell, that's why giving him and others like him a pass is dangerous, especially given the current administration is doing and has done. And I can't let you comment to that yet without adding this extra piece, because there were about 4 to 5 comments from Down in the Blue. And this one, I think, just was the exclamation point. I see why Harriet left some behind.
Hey, Down in the Blue, appreciate the comment. I didn't say Tony gets a pass. Check tape. I didn't say he should get a pass. Again, Tony has been Tony for a long time. I don't like his show, Kill Tony. I don't like what he's doing with that platform. I think it's awful. But again, Kevin Hart knew Tony was, he wasn't a surprise guest. He knew he was coming. Netflix knew he was coming. That's where your anger should be, at them. Because you're going to have racist people and you're going to have people that say all these crazy things. It's the fact that they allowed it to happen.
Yes.
That's where the anger should go, is there. But I didn't give Tony a pass. I just said posting on, you know, my small amount of followers on my social media. If I'm like, this is ridiculous, not going to do anything at all. But see, stop support. Hit Kevin Hart in the pocketbook. Hit Netflix in the pocketbook. Things will change.
I will say this reminds me, especially when I think about Tony and what was his connection to Kevin, right? Or is it his connection to Netflix? And Netflix is doing the same, hey, you got to wear a dress concept, right? And hey, if you want to have this roast, you got to have this guy on because he's also on our platform and it will help whatever we need for him, right? And is that the price to pay? Because remember, there was, and I did my senior thesis on the evolution of African-Americans on network television. And it went from, there are a lot of reasons why I never liked Family Matters. There are reasons why I never was a big fan of, you know, Big Mama when it came to Martin Lawrence wearing the dress. And yeah, all of that stuff. When it came to our men having to wear the dress And I get it. Flip Wilson did it, but he did it so we didn't have to. As the reason why Dave Chappelle said, I'm gone, right? I'm just saying, there's certain things, and this may have been his penance to pay for having to do to be able to do this roast.
Well, I mean, if you remember Spike Lee's movie Bamboozled, mm-hmm. right? Very similar, and still happens today. It's still going on. Yep. That people go on TV and do these things. We're like, why would you even say yes to doing that? Mm-hmm. You know, but you don't have to. It's one thing if you are no name, nobody, and they tell you to put a dress on, and all of a sudden now your career blows up. And then you don't do that anymore, right? But you don't have to. Kevin didn't have to do this stuff. He didn't have to do a roast. He didn't have to let them say some things they said on the roast. He was thumbs up about it. So you haven't heard him speak out and say anything different.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Haven't heard him say anything. Tony talked about how he was dancing across the line. He was interviewing with Joe Rogan and saying how with his comedy, he was trying to toe the line of that. And there was a couple security guys that were sitting by him, like really big black guys. And he cracked a couple of those jokes and was looking at them. And he saw like they were laughing. So he's like, okay, good. I didn't cross that line to where it was bad. So the fact that a lot of people there laughed, they thought it was okay.
And this is why I say, stop inviting everybody to the goddamn cookout. Stop it. Now, if it's what if I'm going to stand on a platform like you did with, it's not going to do anything. Mine is stop inviting people. Stop handing these invitations out to the cookout. Because every time you hand that invitation out to the cookout, somebody going to piss you off and then you're going to be mad that you did it. Stop handing out these invitations. Everybody doesn't have to come to the cookout.
Well, everybody have to do the roast. You could, there's a lot of people you could have got that could do the roast. You know, Bill Burr, he toes the line somewhat, but it's different because when he does it, it's not, he wouldn't say that joke.
Oh, hell
no. He wouldn't make a George Floyd joke. At least I don't believe he would.
Right.
But he toes it, but he does it in a way that he is hilarious.
He is.
And no matter what race you are, you laugh at a lot of stuff that he says, where Tony is just a mean person.
There's about, okay, that's it right there. Because there's a difference between humor and being mean. And that was an unnecessary joke anyway. I didn't watch it because I'm not a roast guy. I'm not a fan of them. I just think it's a chance for people to just be mean for the hell of being mean. Oh, it's all in comedy. Shut the hell up. It's not. Because sometimes, now you're just saying how you really feel under the disguise of
comedy.
Humor. Yeah, so, yeah. Either way, man, you know, I'm glad you got a chance to clear that up and respond in the comment section. Thank
you. I'm sure somebody's not going to like something I said today.
And please leave that comment below. And you can tag him at Just Terrell. It's spelt right there, right underneath the Texas Longhorns. did start this all off with a random thought. Has confidence become harder for people to recognize because so many confuse it with disrespect? And it takes me back to how I became a fan of the San Francisco 49ers and the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, because they both, between Bill Walsh and Lou Holtz, and the stuff I found about Lou later, well, may have changed a little bit of that, but they had one thing in common, which was act like you've been there before when you go to the end zone. The whole Barry Sanders thing, act like you've been there before. When you see this first, and this is a clip about the Mallard Creek track and field getting disqualified after a celebration slash taunting moment during the 4x400 meter relay, which is at the end of the track meet. And take a look at this. I saw this and I was just like, oh, is this it?
We keep in. My goodness, man.
This is a huge
See that? Oh.
What? You didn't like what I did? That was the Shador Sanders.
Exactly
right?
What it was.
That was the Shador, right?
It's the Shador mixed with the Angel Reese because of the ring. But because he didn't do the full Shador, but he did. You're right. You know what? It took me seeing it that time to really go, oh, that's what he was doing was the Shador. That's where that came in. So him doing the Shador coming across the finish line, obviously winning. Nobody's going to pass him. when you see this, and there's more context to go, but when you see this first, what is your first thought at this disqualification?
Yeah, high school kids, right?
Yes. State track and field.
My thought is there's things you don't do when you're middle school, high school. Go ahead and just run, win the race. And because if I'm not mistaken, he was warned before.
So that's the other context that's in there. And that's what I'm saying. Before we even get to that warning, just seeing that alone, does that warrant it? Because I think when you bring in the other part, it adds a little bit more to it.
Yeah.
But just seeing that first, when you first saw it, without hearing the rest of the story, which we'll give in a second, what did you think when you first saw it?
Well, I didn't like it because to me, you're on the relay team. There's three other people you got to worry about. Mm-hmm. What you're doing is selfish. That's for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's great. Y'all won, but your actions could have a negative impact on the other three teammates who worked just as hard as you did to prepare for that meet, just so you can get up there and do the Shador. If you were doing the 400 by yourself, you know, and then you did that, I wouldn't have an issue with it, to be honest.
Okay. I ran track, and it doesn't matter if it's your solo race or a relay race. You still could affect the team because you can lose the meet off of that one race being disqualified.
I get that. But to me, it's worse.
It is.
On the relay deal.
It is.
It's like if you drop.
We ran hard and your ass just stopped.
Yeah.
Yes, and we're mad at you.
Yeah. Like if you missed the baton, you know, deal, you ruined it for everybody.
Yes.
Two people who are waiting, you know, for that last, 200 meters, and y'all mess up the first pass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We mad.
Yeah, we're big mad.
So now, to your point, one of the things that happened prior to was the fact that he did the 300-meter hurdles, and he was winning so bad. I'm actually kind of mad I didn't get to see this. And that's just the bad part of me in this, because I shouldn't want to see this so bad, where he's beating them so bad that he turns around and runs backwards over the finish line. Now, that's an excessive taunt. So they warn him.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he was warned, because there are a lot of people that are still upset. What? That's that much. That's not this. That's not that. He was warned.
Right.
So is it now disrespect in the face of the officials who have already warned you, don't do this?
Yeah.
Or is it, hey, let me celebrate the way we do in this day and age? You know?
Yeah. Well, there was a target on his back after doing that, and I blame his coach. Because if I was his coach, I'd have grabbed him by the shirt and be like, what the hell are you doing? You realize you shaved off a few hundredths of a second being stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And you were this close to the record. But you want to do that? Do you realize how dumb that is? I would have been upset with him if I was his coach.
Right. Because you run all the way through. It's funny. My daughter's looking at a race and she goes, they cheated. I'm like, how'd they cheat? He's leaning forward like this. I'm like, no, you're supposed to do that. No, you're not. I'm like, listen here, 5-year-old. I think I know a little more than you. God. Why am I arguing with a 5-year-old about something I did?
Yeah. Hey, drink you some water. You go upstairs.
You can see the trauma I went through in that, right? I'm like, okay, but now I gotta call my wife and baby. I was like, go ask your mama. Mommy, is it you? Yes. Oh, okay. What? Okay, but anyway. So back to this thing. The end of the day, I think this is very selfish, to your point, on this guy's part. Very selfish. And this hopefully teaches him a lesson, right? Mm-hmm. Because him being warned before, he does it again, thinks, oh, well, it's not as excessive as the first time, so I'm okay. Now, do you think he learns the lesson? And that's a really tricky question, because how will we know?
Yeah, never know. But, you know, mom always said a hard head leaves a soft behind. Mm-hmm. You know, now, I think when you go to college and you have NIL money, your school is going to support you doing that, especially if you win. And they're going to fight on your behalf to make sure that, nope, that counts. You are not disqualifying him. We paid money. We paid him. This is what he does. We knew this in high school. That's why we brought him here to Miami to be one of the Canes and act a fool. So college, you're a professional, you know, like a Noah Lyles, do that. But high school, don't do it.
Okay, to that point, you think of Noah Lyles, Sha'Carri Richardson. Remember when she's doing the relay and looking across the lane because she's winning and she knows she's got it?
Yeah.
Usain Bolt, he used to do it too.
Yeah.
They set the example.
Professionals.
Okay. I moonwalk out of this conversation.
Professionals. Yes, they can do that because they're pros. They got sponsorships.
You know what? You're right. It's like you got to treat them like one of the kids. Do as I say, not as I do. Mm-hmm. When you start paying bills, then you can do that too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Oh, man. That's just... I guess I got to ask the question for everybody else, though. I hope everybody's on the same side as you and me. Something tells me somebody, just because you're on this side with me, they're going to be against us.
Against me, not us. It's really against me.
Well, see, I try to make us a team here. But yeah. Should he have been disqualified? Should a team have been disqualified? Or is this just a little too soft? Keep in mind, and I want you to keep this in mind, not just off of that celebration you saw, the Shador, but the fact that he was warned before. Mm-hmm. And now the rest of the team has to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
Did they lose the entire meet? Did they just lose that race? Were they just that dominant? Didn't matter. They still won the whole damn thing anyway, but they still missed out on any medal in the 4x4, right?
Mm-hmm.
Should that have been the case? Let us know below in the comments. We do appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Do us a favor, please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Jones!
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Harold.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Harold, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts on some of the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.